Hey everyone, Tila Reed here. Welcome back to Mind Training. Daily Stoic Wisdom for Resilience. Ever feel like you're constantly running on that hamster wheel, work consuming every waking moment, leaving no space for, well, life? You know that feeling when your weekends are spent catching up on emails and your vacation days are basically guilt trips disguised as relaxation? Yeah, that's the classic case of an out-of-whack work-life balance. And trust me, it's a vibe killer. Today, we're diving deep into how to create that sweet spot where you thrive both professionally and personally. It's not about finding some mystical equilibrium, it's about being intentional with your time and energy, prioritizing what truly matters, and reclaiming control over your days. Think of it like this. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. You need to pace yourself, fuel up properly, and take breaks to avoid hitting that burnout wall. So, let's get down to brass tacks with 5 key takeaways that will help you create that healthy work-life balance you crave. First things first. Define your non-negotiables. What are the absolute essentials for your well-being? For some, it might be family time, hitting the gym, or diving into a good book. Figure out what recharges you and schedule those activities like any other important meeting. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Next up, set boundaries. You wouldn't let your friends barge into your house unannounced, right? So while I work to encroach on your personal time without permission, establish clear boundaries around your work hours and stick to them as much as possible. This means turning off notifications outside of those designated hours, resisting the urge to check emails constantly, and carving out dedicated time for relaxation and rejuvenation. Now, let's talk about delegation. It's not a sign of weakness, it's a superpower. You don't have to be a one-person show. Identify tasks that can be delegated to others at work, at home, wherever. Freeing up your time and energy allows you to focus on what truly matters and prevents overwhelm. Here's another game changer. Learn to say no. This one might feel tough at first, but trust me, it's liberating. You don't have to accept every request or commitment that comes your way. Be selective about how you spend your time and energy and politely decline anything that doesn't align with your priorities or goals. Remember, saying no to something often means saying yes to something else, something more fulfilling or meaningful. Finally, remember the power of mindfulness. It's not just about meditating for hours on end though that can be helpful. It's about being present in the moment and savoring the little things. Whether it's enjoying a cup of coffee, taking a walk in nature, or simply spending quality time with loved ones, practice bringing your full attention to these experiences. Mindfulness helps you appreciate what you have and reduces stress, leading to a more balanced and fulfilling life. Okay, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Picture this. You're a busy professional juggling deadlines, meetings, and client calls. The weekend rolls around, but you find yourself checking emails, responding to messages, and feeling like you never truly escape work mode. Sound familiar? This is where those key takeaways come in. By setting clear boundaries, delegating tasks, saying no to unnecessary commitments, and practicing mindfulness, you can reclaim your weekends and enjoy time with family and friends, pursue hobbies, or simply relax and recharge. Think about it. You wouldn't let a leaky faucet ruin your whole house, would you? Same goes for work-life balance. It's about actively tending to those boundaries, making adjustments as needed, and ensuring that both areas of your life are thriving. So, what are you waiting for? Start implementing these tips today. Take control of your time, prioritize your well-being, and create a life that is both fulfilling and balanced. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of work-life balance wisdom. Remember, you've got this. Until next time, keep training that mind and stay resilient.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.